Welcome to the Disrupt Education Podcast. I'm Peter Hostrasser, your host. Do me a favor, hit that like and subscribe button. You're going to get this podcast as soon as they drop. You'll be the first to hear about them. Also, if you get a chance, hit up disrupteducation.co. You will actually be able to see some of my blogs, where I'm going to be, anything and everything around education reform. And if you are looking to pivot your life to level up, to get the right people around you to help you in a change in life, you want to go to getahallpass.com. We ask you the right questions at the right time, and I'm telling you, you head over to getahallpass.com, you will see the path to your success. We'll help you there. On today's podcast, Emmanuel Thompson, an 18-year-old founder of Strength Together. It's a tech company who's developing a mental health app that uses AI to triage and traffic students to their high school counselors. I had this young man in class at Glenbard East High School here in Lombard, Illinois. He is taking some college courses at UIC and winning pitch competitions and making a huge difference in the mental health capacity and help of high school students. You're going to want to stay tuned for this one. We'll be right back. Have you ever thought about creating courses and training online? Without a partner to guide you through that process, you're going to be stressed about why your learners aren't engaged or how to create updated content, missing revenue opportunities, and not even having enough time. I know because I create online courses, and I have a solution for you, e-learning partners. You don't have to be overwhelmed anymore. Become a partner with eLearning Partners to create your courses and training stress-free and achieve the results you want to see. If you are thinking about wanting to create a course or training online and you believe like I believe that no expertise should go unheard, then click the eLearning Partners link in the notes of this podcast and you can start your journey to create your courses and training stress-free. If you want all that and more from the eLearning Partners, hit the link in the podcast notes because there's a free masterclass for you to take. That's right, a free masterclass. Hit that link today. The Disrupt Education vlog can be found on YouTube. To hear it in podcast form, search Disrupt Education on any of the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, or Stitcher. So welcome to another episode. I'm Pete Hostrasser. This guy over here is Emmanuel Thompson. Emmanuel, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. What's going on with you, Mr. H?
I'm living. You know me, podcasting, doing my thing. Let's give an introduction to who you are and what you're doing these days.
Again, that's constantly changing. You know what I mean? Now, I'm Emmanuel Thompson, a new freelance developer, freelance software developer, so now I'm like becoming a full stack developer working with Dart and Flutter, developing mobile apps. I have my own tech company called Strength Together, where I manage a team of three people, me, my friend Dave, and my other friend Uday. And we're just pushing out a product,
Well, let's dig deep. We'll dig into that product in a minute because we're going to talk about education and how you're actually changing that with this app and how you see things differently. Let me just ask a question about like your education path. Where are you in your education path and what does that look like?
Currently I am in college, but not going to lie, I'm probably thinking about dropping out. But I just graduated from high school, obviously. And that I took the traditional education path, coming up from, elementary school all the way to high school. But in high school, it got a little interesting. I started to deviate from the path a bit. I ended up he pushed me into getting into a entrepreneurship cohort called the Gray Matter Experience, and there I learned a ton about business and I got the opportunity to develop amazing amount of connections. I ended up getting an internship as a program engineer in my field of interest at this tech company, NorFi, and that opened my eyes about what I can do, what's actually out there, and actually getting the chance to experience what I the field that I want to get into. There, I also met some other mentors. I got some advice from them. Learned other stuff about business as far as just how to invest, how to set up a business bank account, how to manage your finances, and just general knowledge, like just from really just networking, being around and talking to different people. Also, who I want to be as a software developer, I've been coding for years. So I guess in a sense, I've been taking my own education path there, kind of, I guess, how you like to say, you know, taking charge of your own learning. You know what I mean? Going ahead, and since I was a kid, just looking at YouTube tutorials on how to code. And this summer, during the quarantine, you know, I tried to utilize my time to learn C Sharp. And that has, again, changed my life. And now I can do, again, I can make apps with Flutter and Dart. And that's pretty great.
So there's a lot of like self-learning, a lot of mentorship I'm hearing in there that is key. You know, how did you start reaching out to people? Like what made you comfortable about that? Because I think we have a lot of young listeners and adults as well, like that just don't really understand what a mentor can do. Tell us a little bit about that.
As a child, I was always kind of extroverted a little bit. And that kind of, it definitely helps out, especially when you want to talk to new people. But I guess the way I was brought up, you know, my mom would always tell me, you know, it's okay to tell me anything you want, Emmanuel, you know, just so you communicate with me. Communication was always extremely important between me and my mom. And when I met Mr. H, this guy, you know, he was talking about all of his, you know, oh, I'm thinking about starting this new business, or I'm thinking about, you know, helping, connecting students with mentors, stuff like that. And at first, I didn't really know the value of that at all. But I guess it really comes into play with just listening to other people, hearing what they have to say, and hearing how like they can benefit you. And this is Mr. H. He got me in contact with a guy named Travis Linderman, an absolute legend, really cool guy, you know what I mean? And I guess that's there when I started really getting the mentors and like leveraging people. And what is it called? What did you call it? The vertical
vertical network. Yeah.
All that stuff. Vertical networking. And then I guess there's also a really big tipping point when I was like, you know, breaching anxiety and coming out of my shell and just really diving deep into it was when me and you, we went to the Benedictine panel, the entrepreneurship panel at Benedictine. And there was a moment where there was a guy that I really wanted to talk to who was all a part of like, what is it called? Data science, basically. And computer, like cybersecurity and all that. I really wanted to talk to the guy, but he was actually already talking to himself. And actually before this meeting, I remember, I think it was you told me to just write up some business cards, my name and email on them, you know? And I did that. I got a bunch of note cards, wrote my name and email down, my phone number. And I really want to talk to this guy, but he was busy talking to somebody else. I looked at Mr. H, he's like, oh, what do I do? He's like, oh man, just jump in there and ask him. He's like, you went over there somewhere else. I was just standing there for a bit, and I just walked up, tapped him on his shoulder, like, hey man, you seem amazing, really want to talk to you. Here's my card, can we reach out and communicate? And it worked well. There was no like real backlash. I was able to interrupt the conversation. Give what I need, see what he's about, learn a little bit more about him, and then I was able to walk away. So there was no real like consequence to it at all. It was just like a whole like little learning environment. And after that, that's when I really started, you know, just doing it more often. And even then, on like the train, I would see people who were coding while I was going to school. And I would have, it was like the same thing. Like, man, I want to talk to this guy. But, you know, I don't really know. I'm feeling kind of hot. All the anxiety's building up. I just jumped. Every time I just jumped, reached out, shook his hand, you know, shook his or her hand, and learned.
So as you went through that, it obviously probably got easier, right? When you're talking to people and you learn like the intro line. What is your intro line? Say I'm on the train and I'm doing some coding. What would you say? What would you tell people to say?
I guess here. Hi, my name is Emmanuel Thompson. I am such and such years old, and I'm really curious about software development. You know, I see you're over here developing software. Can you please just tell me a little bit more about what you're working on and how you're doing it? You know, your education path, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Different strategies you're using, all that. And then goes from there.
Yeah. See how smooth that is? Like if I saw you 2 years ago, you'd be like, I don't know what to say. So I think it's wonderful to see you actually go through that and learn how to actually network and speak to people. So let's go into the big question then. So like, you know, school, right? And how you did it and you've been through it, What would you do to change something in school, like the way we do things, or if you had your way? Now, right now, we're obviously in a quarantine situation. There's a lot of things changing quickly. But going through the things that you have done, and then you might even obviously want to touch on your business because you're actually creating a change there for that. But let's talk quickly about some of the things that you could see that you would change in education, because that's I think a pain point actually got you to where you are today. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, first, the big thing is the way students learn, you know, and you know, the century that we're in, you know what I mean? Technology is growing exponentially, right? And in my high school, we had the opportunity to use iPads. And that is major. There was a lot of like disruption going on because students weren't really like, you know, learning. They were sitting up on their iPads just playing video games while the teacher was working. And the teacher was getting really upset about this. Like they couldn't like really control their students. And I feel like where it really comes in, especially with now today's, especially with e-learning and all that stuff, is we're stuck at home. It's all about, again, taking charge of your education, you know, really enforcing that on students. It's really up to them if they want to learn or not, you know, and they really do have to take charge of it. But as far as just learning how to, you know, self-control, you know, like not just diving like into distractions, you know what I mean? And instead of just going on your phone and maybe, you know, unmute your mic, put on your video and participate in class. I don't, but you probably should. And that's my biggest takeaway on what to change education right now is just how we teach, how we're teaching our students and the soft skills that we're giving our students, you know. But as far as my business and what I think we should change, I'm trying to tackle the mental health crisis in high school students across the globe. You know what I mean? Where students are killing themselves because they're not getting the supports they need. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, I've had plenty of friends come to tell me that they wanted to kill themselves, you know, because of stress, stuff going on at home, and they can't mitigate, they can't manage of what's going on in school. And I feel like that should never really be the case. Why are they coming to tell me this and not their counselor? You know, there's a gap there. You know what I mean? So what I did, I realized that gap, and now I'm building a mental health app called Think Together that's going to bridge that gap. Take down, release the stigma of people not wanting to talk to their counselors because they think, oh man, mental health, oh, what am I, some kind of nerd or whatever? You know, I don't really want to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's really not as big of a deal as people may think it is, you know. It's just emotions, just feelings, you know, and people are afraid to express that. And with my mental health app Turning Together, I'm really trying to just normalize that. And how it works is that it is an app where students would go on their phones, their iPads, and they would communicate with an AI that would summarize their conversations and be sent to their counselors for them to read through them and understand, and then come together and have a meeting based off of the communication.
Coming up after the break here on the Disrupt Education Podcast, Emmanuel Thompson is going to dive into what he would tell himself 2 or 3 years ago and give some great advice for you all. Stay tuned. I recently asked Jake, who is a sophomore in high school, why he uses SpikeView to share his learning journey.
I think it's really cool that, you know, SpikeView is really putting that abstract into concrete data and knowledge and then displaying that to the outside world. And I think SpikeView is different than anything else out there. Like I said before, because it's really taking that, you know, those abstract skill sets and those abstract experiences and putting them into data that, you know, is actually mathematic and scientific and, you know, that matches you up with the best programs and, you know, best places for you. People, you know, who are really trying to make those changes in the world, and they're going to be using SpikeView because SpikeView is that app where you can, you know, take those experiences and take those passions and put them out there and share with other people. And that's, you know, that's really powerful. And that, you know, that professional networking piece, you know, to be with other like-minded teenagers, that puts you ahead. That puts you ahead in a lot of ways. And so, you know, I think anyone who uses SpikeView right now has a leg up in the future, and excited to see, you know, where those SpikeView alumni head up.
Head to SpikeView.com. Start your portfolio now for free.
I love the fact that, you know, you found that pain point. I actually got to witness that. I think that was something that was really, really just, it was one of the highlights of my career so far, was actually seeing you see a challenge, but not just, you know, complaining about it. You actually started to build something and use your skill sets there. What are some of the things you've learned along the journey of building this? I personally have seen it. But tell the listeners, you know, what are some of the big learning points and maybe some advice for people who want to build something out?
First, especially in education, people do not want to change. I've noticed that when people get older, you know, not to hit on you today, but, they start to settle into a routine. You know what I mean? They don't really want things to change. It's easy right now. And when I was a part of the profile of a graduate, I saw that a little bit, you know, people who are, you know, a little bit reluctant. They're not really sure about this, not really sure they want to go about it. They kind of want things to stay the same, you know, and that's just natural. That's just normal. You know what I mean? People want to feel safe and all that. But things change is like the only thing consistent in life. You know, if you don't change, if you don't adapt, you die. That's just what happens. You know what I mean? And if you're out there wanting to make change, you have to be ready for those people that just want to stand still, you know? And you really just have to keep going, you know, just ignore those people, you know what I mean? Or if you want to try to help those people, you know, but you really just, it's you gotta focus on your goals. Mm-hmm. Skill set wise, I've actually learned a lot about software development as a whole. Starting out, didn't know anything about it. Didn't know anything about it at all. I was in your AP computer science class. I was doing some stuff. Trying to do some stuff here and there, learn. We were doing like HTML and CSS in your class. And that was pretty interesting. You know what I mean? I, because of that class, actually, I was able to get that internship at NorFi. You know, it was that background knowledge that I used. And actually, a lot of like the lessons I just went back on to, get a job. But like working on something together, I learned so much about development as a whole, different languages like C#. XML, XAML, what else? HTML again. And I ended up going to Argonne Labs to study big data visualization, all that stuff. And now working with Dart, different platforms. I'm learning how to manage databases at the moment. You know what I mean? There's just so much that I've learned, and so like in the industry that I'm in, you know, how to communicate with people. How to, it's a lot. It's so much that I really can't think of now.
Well, I think one of the things that I love about you is that, yes, you do, you take calculated risks. You do talk them out very well before you go into a risk, which is very key. I think a lot of people just talk themselves out of it, but you talk it out. You talk it out with mentors. You talk it out with professionals. So we'll have a lot of younger listeners or parents of younger listeners and things like that. So one of the things I wanted to ask you is, how do you prove, and you are 19 at the point right now?
18.
You're still 18? Oh, good, yeah. For you. How do you prove out that you can bring the value at that age?
Man, I build stuff. I build stuff. Like with C#, I built a text adventure RPG called Buy and Sell, where someone would can have the opportunity to buy product and sell product. And going through I just developed on C#. And then when I applied for my job at where I work at now, MindP Strategy, I ended up using that to prove my knowledge in my interview. You know what I mean? And that was pretty interesting. That was pretty cool. Really excited about that. But you really just gotta build stuff. And then not only building stuff, you have to learn how to prove you know it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have to learn how to prove that you built it. And I'm trying to say something right now, but kind of slipping my mind. But you just have to learn how to explain yourself, I guess.
Right. And we've had that conversation. As a matter of fact, you had two mentors on our last call, which was amazing. It was awesome because it was a good connection for me too, because I didn't know the other mentor. And that's one of the things you were talking about is, okay, we were going through that pattern of telling your story and how much to tell, how much you can leave out and those types of things, which was actually a learning moment for me, even at the age that I'm at. So I love that. So wrapping this up, I need to ask, how can people find you and your company?
We are on LinkedIn, Swig Together LLC on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn, Emmanuel Thompson. You know, I have a Swig Together LLC on my my page. And then my email, emantomp3@gmail.com.
And my one big last question is, if you could go back 2 years and tell E.T. something to change about himself as a high school student, what would you say?
I think I would say that, I guess just get ready. You know what I mean? Get ready and start sooner. Start sooner, you know? Yeah. Just start sooner, basically.
That's great advice. I mean, it's something that I try to get many, many students to do. Just start. So, hey, man, it's a pleasure talking to you. Appreciate you being here with us today. Thanks so much, man.
Have a good one.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time.